A pioneer in the use of computers and performance beginning in the late 1970s, Neil Rolnick's music has been performed around the world and appears on 16 CDs. Though much of his work connects music and technology, his music has always been highly melodic and accessible, whether working with electric sounds, chamber ensembles, orchestra improvisation, or multimedia. His music has been characterized by critics as sophisticated, hummable, and engaging, and as having good senses of showmanship and humor. He was, of course, a professor of music at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York, where he was the founding director of the iEar Studios. Since 2005, he has written three large-scale works for piano and computer. On Tuesday, February 18th, a concert at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall will feature the upstate premiere of the third of these pieces, Dynamic Ram and Concert Grand, commissioned by the Fromm Foundation and for Bang on a Can All-Stars pianist Vicky Chow. The evening will also include the previous two works, each played by the pianist who commissioned it, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Neil Rolnick to tell us more. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for the nice introduction.
Well, it's a delight to have you here, and very cool that this is happening. Ultimately, when did this work? When were you officially finished?
Oh, I was officially finished maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. and Vicky has been. Has been learning the piece since then. We've had one set of rehearsals about 2 weeks ago where she was just beginning to learn it, and now we've got the weekend blocked out to finally put it together with all the electronics and her playing. She's now got all the notes under her fingers, so I'm really looking forward to it.
When something like that, obviously you've gone through this many times, but when you turn it over to the artist, what is that process like?
Well, I guess for the last decade or more, I've been really lucky to be working with artists who I kind of trust implicitly to give everything to the piece. So the concern about whether they're going to learn the notes, whether they'll be able to play everything I've written, just sort of doesn't exist. If there's something I've written that's really impossible or something that they think could be done more idiomatically on the instrument, they'll tell me. But they learn it, and then it becomes a matter of kind of working together to make sure that they've got the musical ideas and the musical feelings the way that I really want them. And that's usually kind of a back and forth where they by the time we get together, they've really got a pretty good idea of what they feel like the piece is trying to say. And sometimes that's not exactly what I thought of, but often I learn a lot from the process of working with them.
I believe we've discussed this in the past, but what is the, given the technological nature, does that increase the possibility of something going wrong?
Well, in a way it does. I mean, musicians can make mistakes, and so can I controlling the computer, and the computer can make a mistake. But, it's interesting when the first of these pieces, Digits, was first premiered in, I guess, 2005.
Right.
There was at the premiere there was a big mix-up because I had left a mixer on stage and told the tech crew not to touch the mixer because I had set it up in a weird way, and they had nonetheless gone through and pushed a bunch of buttons that they thought I had done wrong. And it caused about 3 restarts before I figured out what someone had done and set it back up. And that was not so unusual for such a thing to be able to happen in 2005. But now everything is really in my computer, I'm able to really practice what needs to happen, preset things. So there's much less likelihood that there's going to be that sort of technical kerfluffle.
So in other words, you don't leave it in the hands of others.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just like playing the piano. You know, I want to make sure that I've got it under control, and it's actually, I've developed a routine now where, for whatever my upcoming concerts are, I practice every day with the computer pretty much the same way that I, years ago used to practice on the piano, which is to, you know, spend a number of hours every day just sort of going through and making sure that I've got everything comfortable and kind of second nature. And that excludes things like doing the actual programming for it or the composing of it. That's just sort of making sure that I can play and I'm comfortable with it.
Since you're doing the technical aspect, I mean, there will be the pianist on the stage. Do you consider what you do a performance?
Yep, without a doubt. And that's one of the things that that I feel is somewhat unique to the way that I approach it, which is that I really feel like for most of the pieces that I do with computer, there is a real element of performing and reacting, and having to kind of be focused on the music, make sure that I do things in time and balances are right, and all of that happens. And a lot of, for some of the pieces, there's actual the things I have to do get fairly complex, so that there really is a strong performance element.
Are you conducting in a sense?
Not really with these things. It's more like chamber music, where we're listening to each other a lot. For the new piece, you know, there are places where Vicky really has to listen to things that I'm doing, where I'm setting a tempo that she's got to kind of hook up with. There are places where she's setting the tempo and I have to hook up with her. There's also situations in this piece where I've given her about three kind of quasi-improvisational little interludes where she connects parts of the written-out parts of the piece, where she's taking material that I've written and then using an interface I've put on her iPad, playing other parts of the piece that I've arranged for her and catching bits of it and looping it and then building electronic kind of sound worlds out of each of those loops and then moving on to the next section. And that's something where she's actually got to perform the electronics.
I asked the question about the performance aspect because I was also curious as to, given that all three of your pieces will be played at this performance, is there a chance for you to enjoy it, to take it in and to sort of see it through the eyes of a spectator?
Well, those are two kind of different questions. I always enjoy performing.
Yes.
So I really, the enjoyment part is really easy. If we're up there and I'm playing, I'm having a good time.
Right.
In terms of looking at it through the eyes of a spectator, not really, except that, or at least not in real time. What I will have is there is there's going to be a live stream with a multi-camera shoot and nice professional multi-channel mix of the piece. So I'll actually be able to see it all afterwards.
Right.
When I take a look at what's been streamed out for the show.
So you have a chance to hear it and experience it and enjoy it ultimately.
Yeah.
To that moment of pride.
Playing it. too.
Yeah, of course. Yes. But as a composer, to have that moment of pride of I created this.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I have that moment all the time. I don't really,
that's great.
Whenever I'm performing, a program of my music, which I do pretty often,
right.
I've been living with these pieces for so long and so intimately that I can just roll them out in my head. to a certain extent, it doesn't, what goes on. I love the performing. I love the communication with the audience. But in terms of feeling good about what it is, I kind of that's with me all the time.
The concert at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy will take place on Tuesday night, February 18th. More information is available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Neil, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I greatly appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, George. Pleasure to talk.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.